السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقد ورد في الخبر عن النبي الصادق الأبر صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أشراف أمتي حملة القرآن وأصحاب الليل. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير النذير هاشمي مكرم، عتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. سيد درو شريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, protector, nourisher, master of the worlds. Durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. Allah Pak has given us this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the barakat of the month of Ramadan, the barakat of the day of Jumu'ah, and make us value the time that we have. It is Allah's grace that He's given us another Ramadan, so that we make sincere tawbah, we turn in ibadat, and we prepare ourselves for the life of the hereafter. So many people were with us last Ramadan, we make dua for them, they are beneath the ground in the maqbara. Allah fill the qabr with noor. Who knows whether we're going to see another Ramadan or the end of this Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala grant afiyat, salamati, and make hifazat inshallah. I wish to talk on four important lessons. There are many topics in Ramadan. First is the importance of Ramadan and Siyam, number one. Number two, something related to the Quran, because the Quran enhances the beauty of Ramadan. Number three is dua in the month of Ramadan. And number four is our sadaqat in the month of Ramadan. May Allah give barakah in the time, inshallah. And place beneficial words so that I myself benefit and all of us benefit, inshallah. Allah Pak in Surah Al-Baqarah in the second juz, an entire ruku is mentioned on the importance of fasting. And ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala al-ladheena min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. This verse particularly was revealed in Madinatul Munawwara when fasting became farz in the second year of Hijrah. Fasting is prescribed for you, O believers. Allah is addressing us, a iman walo. Allah is talking to us with love, with muhabbat, with affection. O my banda, O those who have accepted iman, where are these people? Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting is prescribed for you just as it was ordained and prescribed for people before you. To make it easy that people before us also kept fast. But the difference is that fast was only a few days abstention from certain things. Our fasting is from dawn till sunset. And there's a big difference between our fasting, because we make suhoor, sehri. They could not make sehri. And there were certain other rules. But what concerns us is the ruhaniyat and the desire to increase our iman in the month of Ramadan. This is a very special season of earning. And understand this, brothers. It only comes once a year. 30 days a visitor comes to your home and then leaves suddenly. Now the barakat is felt if we spend our time correctly. Mufti Taqi Sahib Damar Barakatuhum of Pakistan has written that the Nizamul Awqat of Ramadan should be just quickly running through. That if a person gets up at tahajjud time, say approximately 4:15 this every morning, he makes tahajjud salah. he starts his day talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping the verse in mind, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ. That Allah is looking for these servants who commence their nights, towards the latter part of the night, with tahajjud salah. May Allah give us the opportunity. Nafil salat gets the sawab of a farz salat. And farz salat is turned to 70 fara'id in the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala changed shaitan. Allah opened the door of Jannat. Allah closed the door of Jahannam. Look at the favor on the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never was this favor on any other ummah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. Then he says, have your suhoor. And the best sahri is to have some dates, have water, have something light, don't have too heavy. And then come into the masjid and perform salah. This is the timetable prescribed by the mashayikh, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do daily. Not only in Ramadan, daily. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come into the masjid in Nabawi. So Mawlana writes, come into the masjid early. If there's time, make tilawat al-Quran. Engage in dua. Read salat with jama'at. The discipline created in Ramadan has an effect out of Ramadan. Somebody has written, it takes 21 days to form a habit. All of us have some habits, some good, some bad. But we are asking those who have such bad habits to make tawbah in the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Even those who smoke, with due respects, we are telling you this is the occasion now to make sincere tawbah. It is the month of dua is accepted. Oh Allah, I have this one bad habit. That 30 rand and 50 rand I spend on my smoking, I can give in your part. As of today, I am making tawbah. You will see your dua will be answered and you will be making tawbah from it. Those who have a habit of shaving, you say, I am pleasing my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this Ramadan. I will never shave my beard. Tere mahbub ki ya Rab, shabahat leke ayahu, hakikat usko tu kar de, me surat leke ayahu. Nabi of Allah turns his face when a person is clean shaven. And the dari, according to our Shaykh and Murshid, is all sides should be one first. Not your baby's first, not your wife's first, your first should be all sides. Keep it with sunnat niyat. There will be noor, the angels will swing. And when it becomes white also, the malaika has haya and say, oh Allah, this person has become white and he's become old. Send noor on the face like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept. Brothers in Islam, fasting is such that from head to toe, the fazail are plenty. But I'm going to rush through some salient points. So Mawlana writes that you come for Fajr Salat, sit and make some tilawat al-Quran. If there's some talk of deen, participate few minutes. Then you go and sit till Ishraq, two rakats, Ishraq Salat, give you the sawab of an accepted Hajj and Umrah, sitting in the masjid or even at home, subhanallah. Rest a little while because you got up early. Go to work, fulfill your needs of the day. Allah put barakah in our sustenance and rozi. Allah is razik, Allah is khalik, Allah is malik. He knows how much of rozi to give. Whether you work the entire day 8 to 5 or you work 8 to 3 and close your shop early, Allah is the best of providers. Once a wali of Allah was mentioning that a man was told to close his shop and go for Hajj. It happened in South Africa. 6 weeks he's closed his shop because it was the command of Allah. 6 weeks I will go for Hajj. He and his wife went. And he mentioned that I made so much dua that Allah give me barakah, I'm closing my shop. But he had little yaqeen. Allah strengthened his iman and resolve when he went for Hajj. That, oh Allah, you have brought me to your house now, give me barakah in my sustenance. No interest, no nothing I want to have. It is said that when he came in the first 3 days, Allah gave him rozi for all 6 weeks. Customers were waiting for him. And he said, no more interest. He told him, I want cash deal. If you can't pay me now, pay me within 30 days or 60 days. But I don't want any interest. It can be done. Allah has given us this iman and resolve. So form good habits now, brothers. Then you go to work. Come for Zuhr Salah. Allah is inviting you to His house. It can be done. You have the willpower that is created in the month of Ramadan. Perform your salat wherever you are. Even at workplace, perform your salat. Try and read with jama'at. The barakat of the jama'at is everybody gets the reward. And the more the musalli is, the more the sawab, inshallah. May Allah keep this masjid and all the masajid abad. Then after Zohar, continue your work. Or rest a little while, leave early from work. Don't take your lunch break. Asr to Maghrib in the house of Allah. Tilawat Quran. That 1 hour, that 90 minutes, whatever little time we have. How much of Quran can be read in that Mubarak time? Then dua, iftari in the masjid. Share it with the brothers. And then get ready. After that, have supper and then come home for Taraweeh. Follow the Taraweeh. And then after Taraweeh, go home, make some tilawat Quran, zikr and dua, and then sleep. This is, should be a basic routine. So Mawlana writes that if a person gets into some system, he forms this habit of 21 days or 30 days into the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala automatically, once he's formed this habit, inshallah, in between other nafil salat, this habit will be formed, good habit. Then he will have the opportunity after Ramadan to continue, inshallah. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning the virtue of the month of Ramadan, Ka'b bin Ujra radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar. He said, Ameen. The first step, the second step, the third step, he said, Ameen. Sahaba inquired, Ya Rasulullah, every Jumu'ah, every Eid, every occasion, you deliver the khutbah, but we don't hear you saying Ameen. He said, yes, as I ascended the first step of the minbar, Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam was sent by Allah Rabbul Izzat Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu. And who is Jibra'il who brought wahi to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? It is said in a period of 23 years when the Quran came down, 24,000 times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was visited by Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. He brings three categories of people who are cursed by Allah. And who says the Ameen? Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first category is, if they find themselves in the month of Ramadan and are not forgiven. May Allah safeguard us. Say Ameen, brothers. Allah Pak protect us. The least we can say, Allahumma gfirli. Oh Allah, forgive me in the month of Ramadan. Whichever language you know, we must make this habit of making that dua, inshallah. That Allah Pak must forgive us. أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره إتق من النار. The first 10 days is rahmat of Allah. So much of bounties and favors on the ummah already. Second 10 days of forgiveness. Third is إتق من النار. Ask Allah for forgiveness in the month of Ramadan. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was inquired, what do we do? He said, increase the recitation of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam morning and evening. Number two is make istighfar. Nabi of Allah was masoom, sinless, yet he made tawbah in istighfar. How much more istighfar we should make because we are sinful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And have hope Allah will forgive our sins inshallah. And the third is, he said, ask Allah of Jannah. What we want the pleasure of Allah. Not only Jannat, we want the Ridha bil Qadha, the pleasure of Allah. Once we have the pleasure of Allah, every favor of Allah in Jannat will be with us. And ask Allah protection. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O Allah, protect us all from the fire of Jahannam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the second step. He said, Ameen. The Sahaba inquired, Ya Rasulullah, who this person was cursed? He said, yes, cursed be on that person. When he hears my name, Muhammad, he doesn't say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, Rishayf Durush Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyana wa Shafiyyana Mawlana Muhammadin wa Barik wa Sallim. Any durood, durood Ibrahim we read in Salah, any durood you can think of, conveyed especially on the day of Jumu'ah. Such a Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah, such a Mubarak day we are blessed with repeatedly every week. But in the month of Ramadan, this durood is conveyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With your name, your father's name and your grandfather's name, Allah elevates 10 stages. Allah forgives 10 sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this person closer to Jannatul Firdaus. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets happy, subhanallah. So why we will be a miser and a bakhil and a person that don't want to share this and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam demands, then we shall recite durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third person that was cursed, Nabi Jibra'il sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed a category of people who finds their parents alive and does not obtain Jannat by serving them. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala give long life, good health to our parents if they are alive, and those who have passed on, Allah fill qabr with noor inshallah. We must make dua for them. We become obedient servants of our parents as well. Take duas from our parents. Earn duas. It will come from the recesses of their hearts. Do not disappoint parents. We find parents crying when their children are going on drugs and vice and out of the fold of Islam.
then it is too late. Tarbiyat begins when the child is in the womb of the mother, and we keep good names and we bring tarbiyat at home. We ourselves have tarbiyat under the guidance of the mashayikh and ulama. Then inshallah our children will follow suit inshallah. Another virtue, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a person feeds a fasting person, he gets the sawab of that fasting person, subhanAllah. One date, one sip of water. We'll come to the virtues. The second part of Quran. Allah's fortune that Allah chose the month of Ramadan to be revealed in, the month of Ramadan, the virtue to come in the Quran. And all the scriptures, all the kitabs were revealed in Ramadan. Nabsuhu fi Ibrahim wa Musa mentioned in the tafsir, 1st of Ramadan. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Torah, 6th of Ramadan. Isa alayhi salam, Injil, 13th Ramadan. Quran mentioned, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Laylatul qadr comes in the month of Ramadan. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil mubarakah. The honored nights are in the month of Ramadan. Which night only Allah knows best. But the Quran was revealed in this month of Ramadan means from the Baytul Ma'mur, where the safe of Allah is, Baytul Hifaza, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a safe. He sent it to the Sama'ud Dunya, and from there, 23 years span, it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometime in Makkah, sometime in Arafat, Muzdalifah, Mina, Medina, sometime in Badr, sometime in Uhud, on the way to Tabuk, so many places. Brothers, we have the best constitution of life, the Quran Kareem. Allah mentions one place in the Quran. He asked a question. قَالَ يَا رَبِّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. O Nabi of Allah, what is the matter with the people that they are discarding the Quran? One is reading the Quran. Nabi Sallallahu's objective was four. وَرِسَيْتَ the Quran, يَتْلُوا عَلِيهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Purify the hearts through the means of the Quran. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. Teach them the understanding of the Qur'an. وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And teach them the wisdom of the Qur'an. May Allah make us ambassadors of the Qur'an. That is why I quoted one hadith. أَشْرَافُ أُمَّتِي حَمَلَةُ الْقُرْآنِ وَأَصْحَابُ اللَّيْلِ. We salute the Huffaz who lead us in Taraweeh. May Allah make them ambassadors of the Qur'an. Protectors of the Qur'an in such a way. أَشْرَافُ أُمَّتِي حَمَلَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. This hadith is from Sahih al-Bukhari. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the Ashraf ummati, the honorable people of my ummat will be the Huffaz. Where Allah said, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَذَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Allah gave them His title of Hafiz. As a Hafiz al-Qur'an, He chose their hearts. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatul Alayhi used to always mention, it is not by election, it is by selection Allah chooses. And if we did not become a Hafiz, there is a beautiful story written about Mawlana Umar Palanpuri Rahmatul Alayhi, who was 70 years in India in Nizamuddin. In the Markaz, he used to give long bayas, may Allah fill his qabr with noor. When his grandson became Hafiz at the age of 12, he said, Dada, you will give the talk today. He started crying. They asked him, why? He said, no, I am not a Hafiz. How can I give a bayan when you are finishing the Quran? He made niyat therein, that I want to become Hafiz al-Quran. Before he commenced his bayan, he learned one page. It took him 1 hour to learn one page at the age of 70. But his resolve and niyat was made that inshallah I'll tread the path. If I happen to die, I will die and wake up amongst the Huffaz. It is said, Mawlana completed at the age of 74. And he and his grandson performed Taraweeh the year they passed, after that he passed away. It's never too late, brothers. 6,236 ayat. So many things in your shop, you know of all the prices. That is why a warning is given to our youth. Don't violate the time watching a World Cup. It was complaints are coming that during Taraweeh they're looking at the scores. They're wasting their 8 rakats and running away outside and playing. It is haram. You know the names of all the players. They don't even know you. Do you know 10 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you know 10 names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you know 10 surahs of the Quran? And even huffaz are involved. Huffaz are found in rehabs. Huffaz are found in jail. Huffaz are found in filthy places. Allahumma fazna. Allah protect us all. We salute the huffaz. But don't be such that you only read Quran in the month of Ramadan and out of Ramadan is collecting dust. May Allah protect us. Bishr al-Hafi, rahimahullah, he changed his life. He used to walk around barefoot, that's why he was known. He said, بئس القوم لا يعرفون الله إلا في رمضان. The worst of people are those who only know Allah in the month of Ramadan. The barakat of Ramadan have come. 6 days have gone. Are we exerting ourselves? We don't know whether we're going to see Ramadan. Nabi SAW mentioned about salat. فَصَلِّ صَلَاتًا مُوَدِّعِينَ. When you perform your salat as if it is your last salah. Brothers, this Ramadan may be our last Ramadan, only Allah knows. Cry our hearts. How much of Quran is read in our homes, in our business, in our cars? To us, we got time for everything. Quran should be recited in our homes. It is said that when a person recites Quran in the home in the night, as if the twinkling stars in the we can see at night, Allah orders the angels send mercy on this home. Nawwiru manazilakum biqira'ati al-Quran was-salah. Beautify and enlighten your homes with the tilawat al-Quran. Donate a Quran. Make your child a legacy behind. Leave a pious child who become a hafiz and walk that path inshallah on the day of Qiyamah. He can intercede on 10 people for whom Jahannam had been this time. Allah Ta'ala protect the Quran in our hearts. Love the Quran. Read the Quran. Understand the Quran. Sit in the places where they have tafsir. And also I'm saying brothers, we learn Quran when we went to Maktab. It is first to read the Quran with tajweed. Not go to the fastest mosque and out. Some people are just reading English translation. No, it is important that you learn the Arabic. I gave a copy of a translation of the Quran a few weeks ago to a white brother, non-Muslim. He was so interested, he said, I want to read the Quran. Allah Ta'ala melted his heart by reading the English Quran within 3 weeks. He accepted Islam in the prison. And is sitting with the brothers who are keeping fast in the prison. This is the effect of a English Quran. What will happen when you read the Arabic Quran, when you understand the Arabic language? Read it, brothers. Sheikh Abdul Basit went to, that we don't have the time, to Russia with Gamal Nasser. And it is said that when he started reciting to those who were atheists, Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Quran, Khalaqa al-Insan, Allamahu al-Bayan, they started crying, brothers. What was melting their hearts? They didn't know Arabic at all. It was the words of the Quran. So listen to the Quran in Taraweeh. Sit with adab of the Quran. Hada kalamu Rabbi. Hada kalamu Rabbi. Ikrama bin Abu Jahl, the son of Abu Jahl. He became a Sahabi. He didn't know how to read. He knew Arabic. But he couldn't read the adab of the Quran. He said, held the Quran. He said, Hada kalamu Rabbi. Brothers, don't discard the Quran. If you want intercession on the day of Qiyamah, As-siyamu wal-Quran yashfiyani al-abdu yawm al-Qiyamah. They will intercede on the day of Qiyamah. The Quran will stand up. This brother used to read me day and night. Or sister used to read me day and night. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi. Just as a hope it is given. 60 Qurans in the month of Ramadan. How he did it? Allah gave him barakah during the day. All work stop. Read Quran entire day. Read Quran entire night, subhanallah. We're not saying, we're saying read 3 paras a day. Every 10 days, you'll make 1 khatam of the Quran. 1 khatam in Taraweeh. This is how Allah will give barakah, inshallah. Allah is going to ask us. And imagine that Quran we kept for 20 years, collecting dust we didn't read. When we die, somebody will read for us. That will be Isale Sawab, inshallah. And the Quran will stand up and say, this person discarded me, oh Allah, I don't know him. In the qabr, it will be a noor. On the day of pul sirat, it will be a source of light. In the day of qiyamah, it will intercede. And not only Allah Ta'ala will say, Iqra wartaki kama kunta turattilu fi dunya. Oh my person who is to recite Quran, whether you are hafiz, whether you know one surah, whether you know some surahs, keep on reciting and climbing up the stairs on the day of in Jannat. Your manzil, your stage will be the last stage. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala, give us the opportunity. The third part is dua, brothers. In the month of Ramadan, duas are answered all the time. Guard our tongue. Talk to Allah. Even if we're talking to our wife, it may be joking. But if it's a time of acceptance, don't say something wrong. With our children also, don't say something wrong. Guard our tongue. It is said in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Ad-du'ahu mukhul ibadah, the essence of ibadah. Allah orders the hamilin arsh. They are special angels holding the arsh of Allah, the throne of Allah. And Allah tells them, go and say ameen to the fasting person's du'a. Not only that, Allah orders the all the creations, the fish in the sea, we staying near the sea. How many thousands and millions of species of fish? Who went to sea? They're making dua and maghfirat for a fasting person. A person reading salat, you can see. Person going for hajj, you can see. Qurbani, zakat, all you can see. Fasting, you can't see. That is why Allah said, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzibi. Fasting is for me and I will give the reward, subhanallah. Let us make dua for the entire ummah. Don't be selfish and cry for me, my business, my family. Cry for the ummah first. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cried at Arafat. He cried at Mina. He cried at Muzdalifah, Makkah, Medina. What did he cry? Allahumma arhamna. Oh Allah, forgive the ummah. Allahumma gfir lana. He cried for the ummah. Ya Rabbi ummati, ya Rabbi ummati. It is mentioned that when he was passing away, he cried for the ummah. On the day of Qiyamah, all the Nabis will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi. My Nabi of Allah will be saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, save God my Ummat. And we the Ummat must not be the cause of harm to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand this, brothers. We request you to make dua for us, our brothers and sisters suffering pains throughout the world, and especially in the prisons and Palestine and Syria and Afghanistan, so many countries, Turkey. Allah unite their hearts. Allah bring izzat and respect to the Ummat according to the Quran and Sunnah again. The last point, very important, is our sadaqat. Our charities, calculate our zakat. Find out the masail from the ulama and the muftis, inshallah. Sadaqah in the month of Ramadan is multiplied also. A beautiful story. Always in Ramadan, it refreshes. I heard this from a very great sheikh. He's mentioned in the hadith, Hikayatul Sahaba, that once Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, Ali, Hazrat Fatima, and the Khadima were fasting. No food for 3 days in their house. Scorching heat of Madinatul Munawwara. Everybody is fasting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Is there any food at home? He puts his head down. Hazrat Ali says, Ya Rasulullah, we're opening fast for 3 days with zamzam water. Nabi of Allah, family of Allah, made qurbani. How much of shukr we must make on the favors of Allah, brothers. How much we have at the iftari dastarkhan. Think today when you're opening your fast. We are sending huffaz to the world now. We are sending khajur to the world, milk to the world. My Nabi of Allah tied stones and qurbani. That is how deen was spread. Don't spoil deen and don't prevent people from coming into Islam. Our akhlaq should be done. Today take out our charities. Take out some sadaqah, inshallah. Say inshallah. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala goes home waiting. Nabi of Allah sends a messenger to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Oh Ali, come in. Parcel is given. 5 pieces of bread. Nabi of Allah himself did not take that bread. 5 pieces of bread. He said, give it to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Go home and enjoy the iftar with your family. He comes and presents it to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. Who's Fatima? Fatima bint Rasulullah, part of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidatun Nisa ahli Jannah. Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam send this pieces of bread for 5 people in the home. So she counted, she left it. She said, tell iftari, we'll keep it. Few minutes before the iftari time, and beggar knocks at the door of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'anhu. Give something in the name of Allah. Give something in the name of Allah. Hazrat Ali takes his piece of bread, and unquestionable, without any doubt, he takes it and he gives it to that person. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu sees the act. He said, give something more, I have a bigger family. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu gets up and says to Sayyidina Ali, don't go alone into Jannat. Take me also, give my peace. Hazrat Masoom, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma. When I read this waqia, it cries because I heard my ustad who was a Sayyid crying that you can't give a piece of bread in the month of Ramadan. Something wrong with you as a Muslim. They get up to Masoom Yateem of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They get with their masoom hand. Hazrat Ali holds them and says, give it with your own hands so that the fire of Jahannam becomes haram. This person's family will eat it. Your Jannat will be made. Your Ajar will be given. The Khadima was sitting with Hazrat Fatima radiallahu, the servant, maid servant, female servant. She said, what about me? The entire 4 of you are going to Jannat. What about my piece? Please give it, O Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ali radiallahu gives that peace. Azan goes, they open their fast with zamzam water, brothers. He come for salat. They come into Masjid al-Nabawi. Nabi Sallam performs the salat. Does not read his sunnat after Maghrib. He calls Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'anhu. Ya Ali, did you enjoy the piece of bread? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'anhu put his head down in shame. He could not talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Ali, what is the matter? Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. In Surah Ad-Dahr it's mentioned, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. A beggar that knocks at your door, the orphan, the destitute, the needy, the people around the world, the ummah, the neighbors, the friends, the people who you know, who are genuinely deserving of your zakat, give it to them. Give some sadaqah. Share how much you want. This is the month of barakat and sharing, brothers. From this lesson we learn the moral of sharing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made qurbani. He didn't have it. He gave it to his beloved daughter. They didn't have it. They gave it to a yatim. How much more the dua that person will make. I and the person who helps a yatim will stand like this on the day of Qiyamah. So keep in mind the four points that we discussed today. One is the barakat of the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala grant us all and forgive us. Number two is the Quran, inshallah. Make Quran khatams. Make our children hafiz. Leave a legacy behind. Donate a Quran. Promote the Quran, inshallah. Number three is dua. You make dua for us. We will make dua for you and for the entire ummah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala protect the ummah and give izzat to the ummah, inshallah. And the fourth one, we will take out our sadaqat, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept our humble efforts. Allah give shifa to all those who are sick. All our brothers and sisters in the prisons, Allah, unite them with their family members. Remove the difficulties of the entire ummah. Protect the Haramain Sharifain and liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.